Pregnancy-induced hypertension has been identified as the leading cause of maternal mortality in the country. According to health experts, the situation, if not checked, will undermine efforts at achieving MDGs 4 and 5. This was made known at a workshop organized by the Ghana chapter of the Maternal and Child Health Faculty of the West Africa College of Nursing in Accra. The president of the college, Abigail Che, said pregnancy-induced hypertension can be managed if detected early. She encouraged midwives to go the extra mile in their line of duty to prevent maternal mortality. Cynthia Boating and Linda Bimavo have filed this report.
Pregnancy-induced hypertension, also referred to as PIH, occurs in pregnant women after 20 weeks gestation period. It may also continue weeks after delivery. About 6 to 8% of all pregnant women are diagnosed with a condition which comes with symptoms such as excessive nausea, drowsiness, fever, and sudden blindness. The two-day workshop is aimed at equipping midwives with the needed information for them to be alert and detect the condition for treatment. The president of the college, Mrs. Abigail Chase, stressed the need for women to seek preconception care so that full examination and risk assessment will be carried out. She also entreated the midwives to go the extra mile to provide human-centered care to pregnant women.
All women having babies require midwifery care. Central to midwifery is woman-centered care. That is focused on the woman's need and which respects the woman's choice. It is the woman's right that the care is delivered in a professional, safe and competent manner. And this is something that we as midwives need to pay attention to. Let us remember that we are dealing not just with a disorder or a condition, but with a woman who needs professional, woman-centered care. This is where our true role as midwives can come to the fore.
In a speech read on her behalf, the Minister of Health, Sherry Aite, said her ministry will continue to place high premium on attaining the MDGs on its agenda and will put in place several strategies and policies to ensure success, especially in MDGs 4 and 5. She commended the organizers for such a bold initiative and was hopeful that the workshop will enhance competence in the midwifery practice.
Cynthia Boating and Linda Bemavo filed that report.